Back to Neil Mitchell on 3SH in a moment, but we've got Balranald Shire Administrator Mike Colreevy on the line to speak about the Balranald Home and Hostel. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, the big issue is the Home and Hostel. Tell us about that.
This is an update from the November Council meeting on management arrangements for the Bidgee Haven Retirement Hostel in Balranald. When Council's Ageing Well, Aged Care and Facilities Advisory Committee met in October, it had recommended that Council proceed with the expansion of the Bidgee Haven Retirement Hostel while simultaneously investigating the possibility of negotiating a sale of the whole hostel complex, that is the aged care, the proposed dementia care facilities, as well as the associated independent living units. To assure a viable long-term future for these services in Balranald, while protecting Council's sensitive financial position, Council subsequently resolved that the tendering and construction of the 15-bed extension be placed on hold at this stage, that advice be sought from the funding body about the potential to transfer the approved capital grant funding to a future hostel operator, that expressions of interest be called for the sale of the hostel complex to an experienced specialist aged care operator, and that the pre-construction design and planning work and preparation of tender documents that was then underway be finalised by Council for inclusion with the sale of the complex. The chairs of Council's advisory committees then met with me about this in November. They urged Council not to divest the hostel under any circumstances, expressing a strong sense of ownership and control over it, as well as a very sentimental attachment to it among the community. They felt that the safest option for retaining community control of the hostel is for Council to retain it. The hostel's not financially viable in the long term, and its financial deficits have ongoing impacts on other council infrastructure and service levels. The chairs recommended that council put the divestment on hold. In the absence of an elected governing body, council's advisory committees exist to provide community input into my decision making as the appointed governing body. Council's in a challenging overall financial position. Having listened carefully to the committee chairs, I've decided that pausing the divestment decision until February 2022 will not unduly increase the governance and financial risks to Council. So Council will further review the matter in February. Expressions of interest will therefore not be called for the sale of the hostel complex to an experienced specialist aged care operator while the matter is paused. In the interim, Council has put an appropriate governance and management oversight structure in place for the hostel. I'll be inviting the advisory committee chairs to make further submissions about the hostel's future direction. The hostel service to its residents is not and has not been under any threat of closure.
Balranald Shire Council Administrator Mike Colreevy there speaking about the Home and Hostel. Now back to Neil Mitchell on 3SH.